All right, thanks, Peter, and good afternoon again, everybody. Hour number three of the Ron Smith Radio Show coming your way from our plush studios here on TV Hill, Radio Knob, whatever you want to call it. We're joined in studio by Lorenzo Gastanaga, who is the candidate for Maryland Lieutenant Governor. Spear Lancaster is the candidate for governor on the Libertarian Party ticket on the ballot Tuesday. And Mr. Gastanaga, welcome. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much, Ron. I'm very, very grateful and pleased to be here.
Well, you know, under the provisions of equal time, when you requested time, you got it.
Well, so, you're an equal opportunity guy.
So let's hear what is the appeal that you and Spear Lancaster are making to voters to cast a vote for the Libertarian ticket in the election. Why should people do that?
Okay. Before I even get into that, I want to say something that I've been meaning to tell you for a while. I think you're very courageous in taking the stand you've taken on Iraq. And I guess, since I agree with you, I'm probably one of those panty-waisted guys that are running around.
You look pretty limp-wristed to me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Also, your stands on the war on drugs that you've made recently, I think they're also very accurate and courageous, and I wanted to tell you that first of all. Now, to answer your question, well, I think we fall in the cracks, basically. When you look at how many people actually vote, okay, increasingly fewer and fewer actually go to the polls. Even in a gubernatorial year, we might get 40% there.
That would be a big turnout.
That would be huge, right? So we're still looking at 60%. Well, I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that people don't see any choices. Earlier today, I heard you say, well, they know that system is rigged. Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that. It's rigged when you have, first of all, a two-party system. I mean, I can understand having Hertz and Avis being one and two, but you've got to have other players, you know? And the two-party system in a 300 million people country, it seems pretty absurd to me.
Well, it does, but of course, what has happened in since the Civil War, you've basically had Republicans and Democrats, and they've been the ones who have written the rules for elections for this century and a half.
Absolutely.
And because of that, they've basically made it very, very difficult for other parties to get on the ballot in the first place or to gain any legitimacy with the media.
Absolutely, and this is where we come in, and not only just the Libertarians, but right now in Maryland, there are Greens that are on the ballot, Independents on the ballot. So this is like a bonanza year for alternative voices in politics in Maryland. But like you pointed out very correctly, validation with the media. The media has actually conducted pretty much a kind of a blackout for the most part until the last week and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand. I mean, I understand why the media behaves the way it does. I think it's part of human nature. Okay.
Well, it's not like you're expecting to be moving into a power in Annapolis, but there are reasons that you're running. There's a message you wish to get across, and there's reasons you want people to vote for you. So what are they?
Okay. Well, A, alternative voices. B, we have a message of independence, personal liberty with personal responsibility, which have been eroded with the cultural shift over, particularly in Maryland, over the last 45, 50 years, to have the government, the what I call the monopoly corporation that poses for government, to become the thing you go to for all your needs. And this is very far and wide. People think in terms of just people who are collecting a welfare check. That's not the case. You're talking about corporations with that frame of mind, associations, even churches. And it's a cultural direction that we need to change, and I think we're here to point out that it can be done.
What are some of the highlights of your platform?
All right. First of all, education needs to be in the hands of parents and teachers. Whether we're talking about so-called public schools, which are really government schools for the most part, whether we're talking about charter schools, parochial schools, private schools, even homeschooling, we have to make sure that the money is in the hands of parents and the schools, not the big boards that control everything. But
and certainly not the federal government.
Certainly not the federal government. I cannot imagine a single reason for a federal Department of Education. It's been in existence now, what, about 20 years?
And it's now $55 billion, its budget.
Right. Do we have $55 billion worth of improvement in education?
We don't have 3 cents worth of improvement in education, if you ask
me. You're being generous, actually. So basically, that's just a boondoggle, and it serves a special interest, and it serves the kind of mentality that I was describing before, the drift, the cultural drift into putting everything in the hands of monopoly corporation. The monopoly corporation calls itself the government, and leaving the people out of making it their own decisions, which is where it should be. And our message is to Maryland is this: look, you are perfectly capable of leading your own life, taking care of your of things. Sure, the government needs to collect taxes for roads, et cetera, et cetera. We're not going to go there. But there are things the government is doing, like meddling in education, meddling in healthcare, et cetera, that it is not built to do. It is actually not built to do. Government has a very specific role, and if it does it right, it can do it well. And that is to protect the rights of individuals from abuses, be it force or fraud by other individuals.
All right. I have some more.
I hope I've answered that question.
Yeah, I have some more questions for you when we continue. Right now, though, because this isn't public radio, we're going to do some business. All right, back we are with Lorenzo Gastanaga.
I love the way you say that.
Well, I'm trying my best, you know. I'm not
doing a good job.
I mean, what the heck? But we'll do the best we can. But, you know, whenever someone is monolingual in English and you see that little, what do you call it, over the end?
Well, some people call it tilde. It's just an ñ. It's a really different
word. Right. Yeah. But it's always something that sort of scares us. You know what I mean? We say, oh, wow, what are we going to say? But anyway, Mr. Gastanaga is the candidate for Maryland Lieutenant Governor with Spear Lancaster at the head of the ticket on the Libertarian Party line in your balloting for Maryland on Tuesday. One of the things I wanted to ask about libertarianism in general is my own thinking on it, and I've said it many times, is that libertarians are a great source of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Cato Institute kind of thing, you know, it's very valuable. But for some reason, never has this been translated into any kind of electoral heft in American politics. Why is that, and how can it be changed?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons. Number one, I think there are different facets to what we call libertarianism. You have the think tanks that you mentioned. You have people who are more oriented towards a movement approach.
Mm-hmm.
There are other nonprofit organizations. They register with other parties, and they have caucuses within those parties, et cetera, et cetera. Then you have the people who are in the Libertarian Party who are trying to practice politics and try to get the libertarian, not just the message, but actually do things in a libertarian way at the elective
and
level.
And to attract a following.
Exactly.
Which has not...
No,
really
it hasn't happened. Well, let's see. Since 1972, I believe. Sometimes I get that date wrong, 71, 72, whatever. It was founded in Colorado. And, well, by then, the two-party system was firmly entrenched. That's one thing. So you're really fighting an uphill battle. You're like, I like to call it chiseling away at the granite hill. And people started back then, and people who were not politicians to start with, people that actually had to... like learning to drink beer, sort of, an acquired taste, do political things. I'm very much in that vein. I didn't start out with the idea of doing politics. So this all takes time. Combine that with the fact that the media is not necessarily, leaning in the direction of giving you a break. However, we've had some successes. We've had successes in many local offices throughout the country, mayors, city councils, appointed offices, etc. Right now the number escapes me, but it probably is around the neighborhood of 400,
But this is the way a political movement has to be built anyways, from the ground up. It can't,
absolutely.
It's not going to be done from the top down.
One of the mistakes that was made in the beginning was that this line was not followed. Mm. This line has only been followed for the last maybe 15, 16 years, the very beginning, and with great difficulty, because internally you have to convince people this is what you had to do.
How many votes did the Libertarian Party get in the last gubernatorial election? Do you know?
The last gubernatorial election, we didn't have a gubernatorial.
You didn't have it. Okay.
No, we are the first Libertarian ticket. We're the first Libertarian ticket. There was a Libertarian write-in, I believe, in 92? No, 90. No, not in, before not, but in 90.
But you weren't on the line last time. Okay.
No. It was a write-in.
Let's take a phone caller here for Lorenzo Gastanaga. It's Seth. Hello, Seth.
Hey, Mr. Smith. Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Mr. Smith, I'm a very big fan of yours.
Thank you.
28-year-old registered libertarian, business owner in Baltimore City. And I've really only listened lately. I haven't really had AM in my car until recently, so I just caught the tail end of some of your discussions over the last week, namely regarding the issue of violence in Baltimore City.
Yes, crime in the city.
Yes, the disproportionate amount of involvement of blacks.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wanted to touch on that with you a little bit. As a business owner, the type of business that I'm in, we pretty much get all walks of life coming through the door, you know. We get people from lawyers to the street hoods.
Well, look, in the interest of time, Seth, what is it that Mr. Gastanaga can answer for you?
Well, what I wanted to just ask him is, with the libertarian, their feelings on...
On crime and what to do about it?
Crime, what to do about it, issuing carry permits, because I carry illegally.
Yeah, and as a lot of people do, and it's a very risky thing to do, and yet you have to balance, you know, the survival against the legal ramifications. Well, that's a very good question. What is the libertarian position on the right to carry and so on?
Okay, very well. Excellent question. First of all, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How can you maintain happiness, protect happiness, if you have no means to do so?
You can.
All right. So, yes, the right to carry, the Second Amendment is very clear. Keep and bear arms. We stand fully behind that. We don't see it as an issue of guns. We see it as an issue of self-defense. If this was the 12th century, the so-called gun grabbers would be trying to get crossbows and lances and so forth, you know. And
in other words, you're talking about a disarmed citizenry.
Exactly,
being subject,
exactly.
A subject population.
Exactly. The people who actually should be carrying, should be allowed to carry, if they went to the state police and said, look, I have a great need to carry, are probably people that live in the high crime areas. Because most of the people who live in the high crime areas are actually law-abiding citizens who are terrorized by a minority that sometimes lives there, sometimes even moves in there. So definitely, I think that's a step in eliminating crime. There's other things that need to be
right, done. In the interest of time, once again, we'll have to take a break here at 5:23. It's traffic and weather together. Our remaining couple minutes with Lorenzo Gastanaga, who is candidate for Maryland Lieutenant Governor in 2002. Spear Lancaster is the candidate for governor. And Lorenzo, could you tell folks why they should go out and vote for you and Spear Lancaster on Tuesday?
This is a golden opportunity for Maryland voters who actually have a choice that actually says, look, we've been going down the wrong road, letting people take our money, letting people say they're going to be responsible for us, but they cannot really protect our lives.
Well, that's been demonstrated again.
That's right. It's been demonstrated again and again. So this is an opportunity to start climbing back. Look, we didn't get where we are overnight. It's taken at least half a century, maybe longer. But if we don't start now, and this is a golden opportunity, we cannot say then, if we don't try it, then we cannot say that the opportunity wasn't there. The opportunity is there. We can have the beginnings of government that says you can be free, and because you're free, you must be responsible, and the ultimate goal is to have a peaceful society where individuals can defend themselves, their families, and live in prosperity. Is it utopia? No, utopia doesn't exist, but it's a heck of a lot better than what we got.
Mm-hmm. All right. Spear Lancaster's the head of the ticket.
Yes.
Well.
Yes, Ron. I never heard you being short of words. I mean, what's going on?
Well, I was going to ask you something, but it wasn't really.
I'm going to tell you something about Spear, since
okay.
you can't
that's
come up
I,
with it.
That's what I wanted to ask.
All right. Today, I don't think there's any person in Maryland living today who could have done what Spear Lancaster did in order to get on the ballot. To be able to spend 19 months and collect 27,117 valid signatures, which require close to 40,000, there is no other man or woman in Maryland who could have done that. Therefore, not only he should be the head of my ticket, he should be the head of the other two tickets. The other two guys would melt down in a week.
All right. Well, that's good. Thanks very much. I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
Lorenzo Gastanaga of the Maryland Libertarian Party, and Spear Lancaster is a candidate for governor. He is a candidate for lieutenant governor. Nice.